Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, the Padres get ready to play the rubber game against the Rangers. And in studio, we've got Jordan Carruth enjoying his hosting duties and all the perks that come along with it.
On my side of the couch, I get plenty of room. I get the space. I get to kind of lean back and relax.
Also in studio, we've got Bill Center, who will reminisce about all the great times he's had with Jordan, even though they've actually never hosted together. Go figure.
Oh, geez, we would just go back and forth. We could make a 300-mile road trip pass in no time at all because we'd get in these arguments that would start on one point and would just, like, encompass everything there was.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jordan Carruth and Bill Center.
All right, well, you heard it there. It is the first time that Bill Center and myself have been on together for Padres Social Hour.
Welcome, rookie.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Or is it, yeah, rookie. I'll go with rookie.
We're going to go with rookie?
Yeah, I was going to go with probie, but you're not quite there yet.
You can go with a lot of words to start this off, but I'll take rookie. Rookie's
okay.
All right. I'll run with that. Welcome in. The series up for grabs today at Petco Park as the Rangers and the Padres will finish off the three-game series. Padres coming off a loss last night, 8-6 the final. And Bill, we're going to go ahead and lean on your experience here. I want to know, based on everything that you saw last night, the sequence in the seventh inning, you know exactly where we're headed with this.
Right.
How often have you seen anything like that?
The seventh was as strange as any inning that I've seen in a long time. I mean, to have the two injuries that you – I mean, just the whole thing, plus the steal of home when Quackenbush wasn't looking. So a weird, weird inning.
Yeah, let's go through it. We can go back. We can watch some of these highlights. It all starts with the play at the plate.
Right.
Derek Norris, a very scary moment.
Lucky.
For Padre fans, because that is not a player you like to see on the ground.
And they really lucked out here, as you'll – it was one of those really here comes the slide. The new rule is designed to give the player a lane to the plate. But what it does is that now you have the catcher – lunging to make tags instead of like set up to make the tag. And it's almost, there's a whole element of possibility of injury where you're sort of stretched out and you're vulnerable to everything that has created other new problems for catchers.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty interesting way to view it because, I mean, would you rather just get hit square and brace yourself for it? Or would you rather have your arm out of the car window and just having it hang?
But catchers have always been prepared for that. I mean, they set up. They've got the equipment that they're set up for collisions at the plate. Yes, things can go wrong. But when you're lunging and you're off balance and everything and your arm's extended like that, and there have been a couple – injuries on plays at the plate this year where the catcher, because he has to give that lane and now he's really reaching out to make the tag, have been hurt.
Yeah, it's a very layered play because you have the ball hit to right field. You're bracing yourself to watch a play at the plate. Are they going to score the run? Is the throw going to get there in time?
The throw was too good.
The throw was very good.
No, the throw was actually too good because it put him in this vulnerable situation. The throw was great. I mean, and because of that, he's got the chance to make the play. It's going to be bang, bang. And the only way he can make it is he's got to spin and stretch his arm out, and that's what happened. But wasn't serious. Turns out that it wasn't serious. Looked horrible.
Yeah, we'll get into all the injury updates because Pat Murphy did just address the media, talk about all those. We'll get into that here shortly. But just the moment, the exciting moment, because it's a big play. It's a play at the plate. It's something that fans start to get out of their seats a little bit for. They want to see what's going to happen, and you're left looking at a Padre laying on the ground and wondering, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen now?
I thought it was a lot worse than what we're going to be talking about. So,
which is good news for the Padres.
Good news.
And so we get through that awkward moment. Derek Norris, he goes back to the dugout. Austin Hedges, he has to rush. He has to throw on all his gear. He's looking for his helmet. He's got to grab the glove, throw on the shin guards. It's a big moment for him, and so – Sean Kelly's out there. He's going to throw a warm-up pitch just to get Hedges comfortable out there, welcome him into the game. And what happens?
Bango, right. What happens is, just didn't feel – and you knew right away, right in the middle of him throwing that ball where the ball sailed, that something was wrong. Here we go again. We're going to be able to see it. And right where that ball went, you could tell that something was wrong. And now, never good to see the pitcher walk off towards the dugout because, you know, he knows, he's felt it, that something has definitely gone wrong.
Yeah, and this is a guy that's dealt with a couple Tommy John surgeries. Right. And so you could tell he knew right away as soon as the pitch was thrown, it looked like he couldn't even get through the entire motion.
Right. But again, as it turns out, as you're going to be talking about when we get to the update, that it's not as serious as it looked, and it looked terribly serious.
Yes, it was a very, very interesting seventh inning. So let's get into it. Let's update everyone. It's the AMR injury report.
We're going to go straight to that and not do the Quackenbush, huh?
Well, you want to go to Quackenbush?
I don't care, but it's something that's very interesting. We'll do your injury report first.
Okay, then. Well, you were the one in the dugout. You were there for Pat Murphy,
right?
Updating everyone. What did he have to say?
Well, with Norris, it turns out that it's not all his shoulder, and it's not his wrist. He just sort of got the arm totally extended, and he's very sore, but there's no real damage. He has not damaged the left shoulder. He's had the problem all year, but it's no different than it was before. He's just sore. So he's probably not going to catch for 2 or 3 days. He could pinch hit. If they needed him to play first, he might be available to play first tomorrow. So news on Norris is good. News on Sean Kelly is even better because it is not a ligament. It's not a muscle. It's nothing to do with the elbow. It's a nerve along the inside of his right forearm,
which still does not sound very pleasant.
Well, no, but there's not even an MRI involved. That they figured it out that it was just a nerve tingling and nothing more than that.
Because it's a very scary moment, the way he walked off the field.
Right,
you're wondering because you're still caught up in the moment of Derek Norris trying to digest what you just saw at home plate, and all of a sudden, just one warm up pitch. Most people weren't even watching.
I don't know have you ever had a pinched nerve?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, if you have a pinched nerve, it's like the world is coming to an end at that second. So, yeah, if you've got a nerve problem, if he had a nerve problem and he felt it, he might have thought it was something completely different. So the news there is good.
Yeah, and like we said, based on the history,
right,
it kind of factored into it all. So we have the update on Kelly, Derek Norris, the update.
We got Yonder Alonso.
And Yonder Alonso, who left with back tightness early in the game in the third.
Right. That's been bothering him for a couple days. And Yonder, a couple years ago, did have a small issue with back tightness. So they think he's going to be fine in a couple days. He's going to be he's not going to be in there for a couple games. Fortunately, right now you got Brett Wallace, who's really hot with the bat. So it's a great time to give these guys a little time off.
Right, and then. Since we are into September now, DL,
no,
it's a little bit different.
You don't have to. Because
you don't have to do it.
Right. Your roster's expanded. There's no reason to take somebody out of action who's only going to be gone for a day or two. I mean, if he was going to be gone for 2 weeks, you don't have to do it because you can just bring other players in to fill that spot.
Right.
No, there's no DL in September.
Right. So the rosters are expanded.
Right.
So that is good news there all the way around. And it takes us to the very next thing. Now, all of a sudden, the roster changes have to come in.
Well, it's interesting because they were trying to – El Paso's in a pennant race in the Pacific Coast League. They're a game and a half out with 6 games to go in the Pacific Southern Division. They could make the playoffs. So there's this relationship between your Major League club and the AAA club. What happens up here takes precedent over everything else. It's all about – the major league team, but you try to help El Paso in the situation they're in. But they did make 3 calls today. They called up Alex Dickerson, they called up Rocky Gale, gives them 3 catchers, and they also called up John Edwards, the pitcher that they received in the Will Venable trade. Now, Dickerson was just named the Rookie of the Year and to the All Pacific Coast League 2015 team. Poway High grad, really good bat, left-handed bat, corner outfielder. Rocky Gale, great defensive catcher.
Pat Murphy loves this guy.
Right. Pat Murphy loves – well, he's played for him 3 years or 2.5 seasons at AAA, Tucson and then El Paso. His very low draft choice. Nobody gave him a chance coming out of college. But he's really turned himself into a really decent hitter. 300 career average in AAA, And he's a really good defensive catcher, and he's one of those great clubhouse guys. And John Edwards.
The guy from the Will Venable trade.
Little bit older, has a 1.23 ERA in the Pacific Coast League this year. He leads the Pacific Coast League in saves. And like Dickerson, he was picked to the – and when I say the All-Pacific Coast League team, they only pick like 11 spots, a starting pitcher, a relief pitcher, and eight position player – well, 10 spots. So he was on the All-Pacific Coast League team too.
So the Padres make three roster moves today.
Right.
It's the ADP roster moves, ADP, helping companies focus on what matters. And so it's actually an interesting moment or time in the season because Pat Murphy is dealing with a lot of players that he's seen before for a long time.
Right. Well, Dickerson and Gale.
Especially.
Right. Now, he hasn't managed Edwards.
He has recently acquired.
It's going to be very interesting to see how they use Edwards. Because the back of your rotation, I mean, the back of your bullpen set up right now, Benoit and then Kimbrel. But Edwards has always been viewed as a potential major league closer. So it's going to be, do they take a look at him here sometime or do they go with Kimbrel the whole? It's going to be interesting to see how they use him.
And another one we can bring up is, just talking injuries, Will Myers played in Lake Elsinore last night for the Storm. He played in center field. Went 1-for-3 tonight. Once again, in the starting lineup, he's going to be leading off, but playing first base tonight.
It's going to be very interesting. Now, he will spend tonight and tomorrow with Lake Elsinore. And then they've got to make a decision. They will either bring him back here because, again, rosters are expanded, so you don't have to worry about that spot on the 25, or they may send him to join El Paso for the weekend in Reno. Like a step up in the rehab. But if El Paso, he's going to be here. And I honestly believe that we're going to see, particularly with Alonso's back right now, might be the excuse that you could have that we're going to see a lot of Will Myers at first base.
You expect to see Will Myers with the big league team before the season ends?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes?
No question.
Okay.
I think that will be by the first part of next week.
So you think it's going to happen pretty
soon? But I don't think you're going to see him in center field anymore. I imagine that you're going to see him at first base.
Yeah, that's something we share in common. Another thing we share in common, shirts today.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of things in common. I was not expecting wardrobe to be one of them, but I'm glad it is. I'm glad I can follow the same style as Bill Center.
Yeah, my style is no style.
No style?
Right.
That means my style is no style.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's not good. All right. Someone with style, Jesse Agler, is going to join us a little bit later on. He's going to be on the Cholula hot seat. I look forward to that. The roles are kind of reversed in that regards. I'm used to Jesse sitting right here.
We may kick you out.
He might.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
He could call rank. I've been there.
He's like, why did you show up with the same shirt as Mr. Center?
You might disappear.
All right. Well, that's something we can look forward to. Jesse will be joining us for the Cholula hot seat.
You know, on this totem pole in seniority. You know where you are, right?
I'm not even on the totem pole.
Right.
As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. This is Padres Social Hour. You can join the conversation on Twitter, #PadresSH. We'll be back. Jesse Agler will join us here on the show. Bill Center and myself will be back.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, Padres Social Hour rolls on. We are presented by United, Bill Center, myself, and Jesse Agler joining Padres Social Hour. Jesse.
You might be getting a grade here, you know.
Am I?
Yeah, why are you trying to intimidate him? He's fine.
You're picking on him.
This could be a good
You
moment.
Couldn't do what he's doing.
Nor,
why you
got to
pick on the kid?
We don't know if
the
I could
guy,
do it.
I'm calling him a kid.
Right,
do you want to try to do it?
You never asked me.
You know, there's a reason.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You mean, in other words, we could kick him out right now and I could slide over there?
If you wanted to give it a shot right now, if you want to try and carry the segment, absolutely.
Put you on the Cholula hot seat.
Yeah.
That would be the real hot seat.
Stop picking. You're like rookie hazing him here. Is that what this is?
No. Is that what that is?
It sounds like
it. You know, I think you're right.
Okay.
You know, I was worried going into the segment, but I'm really glad Jesse's here now. Someone's has my back a little bit. This is good.
Ho, ho, ho.
A little bit.
You got his back?
Well, right there he did.
Yeah. I got his back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right there.
Don't pick on Jordan. Pick on Blooper.
Oh, that's no, that's too easy a target.
All right.
Well, here we go. And are we ready?
Sure. Yeah. All right. So last night, right?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, you look up at the video board in between innings, and, you know, the pod squad is doing their thing where they're slingshotting T-shirts and
which
whatnot.
Which is a really fun part of the game.
One of the best parts of the game, if you're here as a fan, you got an opportunity to catch a free T-shirt. And you look down on the video board, and wouldn't you know it, there you go. All right, so pod squad. Oh, good God, there's blooper.
Right.
How did this happen? How did you become a part of this?
I asked.
And did you mess it up?
You'll see the one that I do mess up.
Oh, so you do mess one up.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen this yet, Jesse.
So he's
because
got
it's about to get really good.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, you're going to get to sling the ball here, blooper.
This one's good.
Okay. He says good. I don't know if that's good.
It's bad form.
This is where it gets really good.
Here's the T-shirt. And I am blooper, and I drop it right down.
Right.
You're supposed what
to
happened
put it
there?
In the slingshot, and then, we don't get to see the throw. There was apparently a throw right after. Right. The form is just outstanding. He's a regular Craig Kimbrell, this blooper.
But what you didn't see is before the first couple slingshots, the young lady pulled the slingshot back.
Yeah.
And blooper backed up.
He got afraid?
Right. No, the pressure of her pulling back on the slingshot pulled him backwards.
Yeah, yeah. It's an unfortunate piece of video.
And I'm not surprised that he actually cut off the end on the throw.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really looking for.
I guess when you're making fun of the guy who cuts the video.
Right.
He kind of has control
of
it.
Yeah, he does a little bit.
I included the one that I messed up.
Yeah, not the full thing.
The one?
That's not a great
when
job
he
last
says
night.
There's one
you
that he
devalued
messed up.
The pod squad. Right. That's what you did. You devalued the pod squad. They work so hard every night here at Petco Park to try and keep the fans entertained and give them stuff, and you devalued them.
They said they did a very good job.
Actually,
they're nice people. Of course they said that.
I thought blooper was entertaining.
You're right. No, it was.
Right,
but you're laughing at him,
right?
Not with him.
Oh, I see. So they're entertaining because you can laugh with, but yes.
They're part of a show. Right. He's a side show.
Right, and we were laughing at him. You got a good point.
And he invited himself to do it. That's the weird
part.
That's
probably the best part of the entire thing, is that he just went to the people who are in charge of the pod squad and said, hey, I want to do this. And they didn't really have the heart to say no, because, again, they're nice people.
How much did you beg, Blooper?
What did that sound like? I feel like it was a good tryout to be a ball girl, which is my main goal in life.
Your main goal in life is to be a ball girl.
He wouldn't have a chance here.
The catches that the ball girls make at Petco Park are remarkable.
You couldn't even compete with the 80-year-old guys in San Francisco.
No, but
I'll tell you that right now. It would get ugly.
Then he comes back up. But the whole thing that to me was then he comes back upstairs and says, this is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me.
Well, of course it was.
But makes you wonder.
What other highlights does he have?
Right, makes you wonder about the rest of his life.
Oh, I know all about the rest of his life. All right. We're done picking on Blooper.
Yeah, I'm glad we're done picking on me.
We've
moved on to
Blooper. Bill just wants to bully people today. What day is it? Bully Wednesday? Is that a new thing
exactly
that we're doing here?
Right.
Bill just comes out and picks on everybody every Wednesday.
It's the new promotion at Petco Park.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday, too? Ready for the Cholula hot seat?
Oh, yeah.
I know. After that big buildup for the hot seat, I'm sure it's burning over
there.
Yeah,
oh, no. You know.
Well, we were talking about all the roster moves in the last segment.
Yes, quite a few.
Quite a few. And part of that conversation was Will Myers. And Bill says he expects to see Myers with the big league squad by the end of the year.
No doubt.
He's playing first base tonight. What are your expectations for Will Myers? What do we see before the season ends?
All I want to see out of Will Myers before the season ends, and I don't care how many hits and how many at-bats. I don't really care where he plays defensively. All I want out of Will Myers between now and the end of this season is him playing in however many games that makes sense and him coming out of it feeling completely confident in his wrist. I think that's the main thing, and in all honesty, I think it's the only thing. Now, it'd be awesome if he came out and hit like 444 down the stretch and a couple of home runs. That would be cool, and that would be exciting. But the main thing for Will Myers, and to me, honestly, the only reason that you even let him play in September is that he can go into spring training not thinking about the wrist next year.
So it's a confidence thing.
To me, it is. A physical confidence thing. Coming back from an injury, testing it out, and saying, okay, I'm fine, the wrist is good, so that when he reports in February to Peoria, he's not thinking about the wrist, he's only thinking about, you know, his actual job.
Right, because, I mean, it was the same issue he had in Tampa, and now something comes up again here. So if he can get that off of his mind, finish the season,
exactly.
No one's going to say no if he comes up to hitting 400 with a couple bombs.
Yeah.
I couldn't totally agree. I mean, I totally agree more with what Jesse just said. That's exactly what you want. You don't want him spending all winter thinking about, is this thing healthy or is it not? You want
exactly.
him You want him spending the winter thinking, I'm going to really – this now it's going to be my breakout year because I feel great.
Well said.
Jesse, thank you for joining
you said
us.
It great.
Yeah, sure. That was
it.
Easy.
That was easy?
Yeah, it was simple.
Wasn't so bad of a Cholula hot seat now, was it?
No, not at all.
Well, now that you leave, the picking is not going to be on Blooper. It's going to be focused back on me for the next 30.
I tried to help you out.
I know. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, no, of course.
I've tried to suck up to the guy. We wore similar shirts, and he's still just all over it.
You're not in the pattern here.
I mean, it's pretty similar. All three of us are wearing checkered shirts.
Oh, that is checkered.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, Bill.
What?
I feel like me coming here derailed this entire show.
No. Actually, we were sort of discombobulated anyway. So we're going good.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Keep it on track, Bill.
Yeah. Well, no. See,
You know
I'm
what?
Not,
next week, Blooper, can we have Bill host the show next week at some point?
I'm not used to having you
I'll take
to
a
my
day
left
off.
Side.
Is it throwing you off?
Next week, let's try next segment. We should just flip
no,
real quick
no.
and see
you're
where
you're talking
it heads.
A big game, center.
But I haven't pre-read the cards. I'm not
This is not
the cards are the most important part of the
if
show.
That's what you're
you
worried
are literate,
about.
Are you not? You were a newspaper writer for 40 years. I'm pretty sure you can read the card.
Speaking of reading cards, Evans Tires at Evans Tire and Service Centers. Buy two select tires and get two free. With quality name brand tires and 16 convenient locations, why shop anywhere else? Visit evanstire.com, home of the buy two, get two. Jesse, have fun tonight. Be great on the broadcast,
as
always.
Don't let center push you around.
I'll try not to.
Seriously, don't let him be assertive, be aggressive. Don't be like Blooper and just get run over by this guy.
The only two times I've sat in that seat is that you were not available for major things.
Yeah?
Yeah. A.J. Preller, the first interview, and Matt Kemp, the first interview.
Where was I for the A.J. Preller interview?
I think you were on the road with the team.
Yeah,
that's
working.
Right.
And then Matt Kemp, I was on a plane on my way to my only 7 days of vacation all year.
That
was bad timing on my part. I planned it terribly.
It's your fault.
I will not take a vacation this year.
Good.
So that when Justin Upton re-signs, we got the big press conference, I'll be here.
You'll be here.
Wow. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
I'm thinking positive thoughts.
That would be a great press conference.
That would be a fun press conference. Yeah. Justin Upton finishes career as a Padre.
That would be something. That would be something.
We're thinking long term now.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Aim for the moon.
Yeah,
the sky.
I like it.
Shoot for the moon, aim for the sky, all those
right,
cliches. But don't get too close to the sun. Icarus.
Icarus.
You know your mythology, center?
No. Okay. I'm not a big mythology person.
Okay. You flew too close to the sun.
I know. I know Icarus. Rhymes with licorice.
Not really, but I see okay. where your head's at. Are you like a black licorice guy or red licorice guy?
Black licorice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like that's, it's. I don't want to say it's like a generational thing.
It is.
I don't know a lot of people my age that eat black licorice, but
plus
other
that red
people.
Stuff's not licorice.
Oh, it's
not.
It's
called red vines and stuff.
Well, there's red vines and Twizzlers.
Right, but I don't see.
They're different.
I don't see licorice really in there.
I see.
I see a bunch of artificial flavored stuff.
Ah. You like Good and Plenty's
stuff,
then, huh?
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You're a Good and Plenty's guy.
I actually do.
Right.
But because my grandfather always had them, and so I kind of associate it with that. It's like
so
a fun thing.
So you're going with there's an age thing here that's old school candy.
Yes.
Okay.
Black licorice is old school.
Okay, and your stuff is Skittles. Oh, wow, that's really big.
I'm not Marshawn Lynch.
That's right, Marshawn Lynch. God, you're quick. Okay, listen, I'm caught in the middle here. You guys are picking on me.
I'm staying quiet.
And not for long.
Not for long. Up next, we'll find out if Bill Center is in this seat or if he's still on the couch.
Yeah, he's a bully.
He is
a
bully. All right, Padres Social Hour. We're presented by United in the AMR studios. We will be back inside Petco Park. Padres and Rangers will finish off the series. The series up for grabs tonight, and we'll be back. Padres Social Hour.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
We are live inside the AMR studios, Petco Park, getting ready for the Rangers and Padres to wrap up a series tonight. Series up for grabs. And joining us here at Padres Social Hour, we have JD and Steve watching live from the AMR studios. They use their Compadres rewards to make sure that they can watch this show live and they can watch Bill Center and myself wear matching clothes and Jesse Agler come to the rescue.
Although you got the host sock, so.
What do you mean by that?
Everybody that sits in that seat, whether it's the socks just are a thing with that seat.
Is it? Really?
Jesse has this whole set of different socks, and And Mike Grace has, you know, I'm old school. I'm old man. I got the black socks. But that seat is known for its socks.
Old school doesn't include socks other than just black socks?
And no.
No?
That's a little bit risque for me.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I can uphold.
You're out there in a corner.
Well, they did give me a sock budget, so right. I capitalized on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be talking.
I'm in so much trouble after this show. Bill Center's just been all over me. All right, let's talk about last night's game. The Padres 8-6, the final. They dropped game two of the three-game series. We talked about the injuries. We talked about the big seventh inning, the play at the plate with Derek Norris. We brought up Yonder Alonso leaving the game early in the third. And, of course, Sean Kelly leaving after the warm-up pitch. But one thing we have not brought up is Kevin Quackenbush. And I know this is something that you wanted to talk about.
Right. To me, that's just for a right-handed relief pitcher to have home, to give up a steal at home, is just unforgivable. And what he does, Andrus plays it perfectly. Quackenbush, in a stretch, looks down, never looks to third base. And when Andrus saw that, he took off. And, in fact, they probably don't show Andrus in the dugout afterwards, but he actually showed he was showing other players what he saw. I'm sure they had looked at it on tape because the Padres had talked to Quackenbush earlier about, you know, when you reach the stretch with a guy on third, you look down and you don't look him back. And that's exactly what happened. He looked down, and when Andrus saw that, he took off, knowing that he couldn't come back, step off the rubber, and get the ball to the plate. I mean, even if the throw had been good, Andrus would have had the base stolen.
Right, and fans and players.
Now, this is not the first time that something like this has happened. Go back a couple of years with Kenley Jensen and the Padres with Everett Cabrera on third, and Cabrera and the Padres noticed that Jensen had this habit of when he took the ball back from the catcher, the throw back from the catcher, he would turn his back to the plate and go to the back of the mound, and the ball's in play. And when he did that, Cabrera took off and stole home.
How much of the play last night do you think was just part of the fan? Well, fans really won't matter in this regard, but players just trying to understand what had just happened with the Derek Norris play and then all of a sudden watching Sean Kelly. And then right after, is it just Quackenbush not looking over at third? Is it that simple?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree with you.
They had,
but it was such an interesting moment, like a sequence after sequence. So.
Elvis and Andrus had looked at the tape, which he tipped that afterwards because you could tell him, you could see him in the dugout. They were showing some film in the dugout. He was explaining to other players what he saw, and you could see him put his head down, and Quackenbush never looked over at third, put his head down, and that's when he took off. Because you got a split second there. You got about three strides before the pitcher can look up, see what's happened. Then he's got to step off the rubber to throw to the plate, and the time was just not there.
Yeah. Well, so the Padres dropped the game 8-6 last night. Let's talk about some of the positives from last night's game.
Okay.
14 hits. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Not bad right there. Six runs, 14 hits, the one error. Solarte had two hits. Matt Kemp was 3-for-4. His batting average continues to climb, so it's good to see Kemp continuing to play well.
Plus, since the start – can I digress here for a second?
You're in control here.
Since the second half of the season, Kemp has now played 40 games. We are 40 games from the All-Star break right now. And in those 40 games, he – if you project it, what he's done in the last 40 games, it's – like it's like 129 RBIs and 36 home runs. It's a hell of a quarter that he's just had, and you'd love to think that if he could project that over what he might do if he could project that over a full year. As we know, however, Matt always slumps in May and the first part of June. Why? I have no clue. But that's his track record.
I heard an interesting story from Pat Murphy today, and there's probably nowhere to even go with this, but Pat Murphy today on the Padres flagship station,
right,
the Mighty 1090.
Oh, okay. Plug.
Yes, Padres flagship radio station. And he brings up the fact that he has a Matt Kemp bat in his office that he's holding on to that Kemp doesn't even know about.
Is that right?
He has the bat that Kemp recently broke.
Over his knee?
Mm-hmm.
That was a major league move. I really appreciated that one.
Which one? Keeping the bat or actually
breaking it
over?
The breaking. I've seen a couple other players do that, which that's impressive.
Could you do it?
No, I could not do it. And I actually, I probably you've never seen the model. I used to swing a Jackie Robinson bat that had a huge handle, and if I had done that, I would have broken my leg. So.
I just thought it was interesting that the manager decided
to keep
the bat. And he's holding it in his office.
Right, but it's interesting what mementos that people will keep over time that just strike a resilient chord with them. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Yeah, the reason he said he's holding on to it because he feels like it represents the passion that Matt Kemp brings to the ball.
I liked that moment. I thought that that at-bat, when Kemp broke the bat over his knee, now it sounds crazy that, well, there's a fit of temper, but it's also a thing that I should have done better. That should just not have happened right there.
High expectations.
He was not mad at the umpire. He was mad at himself.
Someone else who's been playing very well, Brett Wallace, and this brings us to our firehouse sub of the game. Brett Wallace last night, 3 for 3, 3 runs, including a walk.
Right.
The guy's been... I mean, he's found his role with the team, I think.
Well, he's got now hits in 7 straight at-bats. And as a pinch hitter, in his last 10 at-bats as a pinch hitter, he's 7 for 8 with 2 walks. So that's about as good as you can possibly do.
You cannot ask for better numbers.
I mean, he's hitting .385 in a small sample size, but he's hitting .385 overall, and he's hitting like .360 as a pinch hitter. It's really an amazing run.
And I'm sure Wallace would want to play 162, be on the field to start every single game. But if you find a certain role with a team, you kind of have to hold on
to it,
right?
There used to be, and we discussed a couple of days ago, in the game that I grew up with in the 50s and the 60s, that you didn't have 7-man bullpens. You had 4 starting pitchers, and you might have 4 relievers. And teams would carry... The rosters were only 24 at that time, but teams would carry a specific pinch hitter, and they might get an at-bat a game. They were just specific to that, and they had no position, sort of like a designated hitter. Brett Wallace would be perfect for the game the way it was played in the 50s and 60s because he can swing the bat.
He can. He hits. Right. I haven't seen him in BP. I'm sure you have, but he must be fun to watch.
And he has a very nice left-handed swing. And, yes, I'm one of those people that believe that left-handed swings look nicer than right-handed swings.
Do people not like left-handed swings?
No, it's just the stroke's a little bit different on a left-handed swing.
All right, Firehouse Subs. Brett Wallace, you're our Firehouse Sub of the game.
That's a good pick.
Make sure to check.
Was that your pick?
Absolutely. How could you not go with Brett Wallace?
No, but did you make that pick or did that come down from higher above saying this is the...
Like you said before, I have no say in this.
Okay, that's what I thought. Somebody else did it for you.
Right. Absolutely. The decisions were made. I just follow along.
Right. You're just reading the cards.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
Speaking of which, make sure to check out the new edition of Firehouse Subs at Petco Park. Visit any of their San Diego locations in Point Loma, Escondido, or Encinitas. So Brett Wallace... fitting in nicely with Pat Murphy's team.
Right. Who was with you on the flagship station earlier today.
Correct.
Okay.
On the Mighty 1090.
Just get a plug in there.
Also, speaking of plugs, the Padres' wives hosting a Player's Favorite Things basket fundraiser this Saturday. It's at Petco Park. All fans in attendance have the opportunity to bid on more than 15 baskets that include snacks, jerseys, books, gift cards, autographed memorabilia, and much, much more. All from your favorite Padres players. All proceeds will benefit the Monarch School. We'll be back. Padres Social Hour. It's presented by United. You can join the conversation on Twitter. The hashtag is PadresSH. Bill Center and myself will be back on Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to the AMR Studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
All right, well, I've survived so far with Bill Center here on Padres Social Hour. It appears the reaction on Twitter is going pretty well.
Is it?
I think so. A lot of reaction. A lot of people tuning in today, wanting to know about the injuries. We've been updating it, and they like the sock game. They like talking about the injuries, but they're really big on that Quackenbush play as well. So a lot of tweets. Okay. We'll start here. Today's show feels a little bit like last night's seventh inning, eh? But I still like it. Yeah, the seventh inning last night was chaos, and today's Padres Social Hour you would describe as?
No, chaos? No, I think that we've had a lively exchange.
Coming into the studio today, I was trying to figure out what do Bill Center and myself have in common? And right away I found out it was the wardrobe. But beyond that, it's not candy because I'm not a big black licorice guy.
Which, by the way, in the bags, the Padres' wives are – I saw Milk Duds in there, which that's very old school too.
That is old school. I like Milk Duds.
Okay.
Are you a Milk Duds guy?
Yeah, that's old school.
That is old school. Right. What else is old school candy?
Whoppers.
Whoppers?
Yeah.
That's old school.
Malted milk balls, right.
Okay. I can get down with Whoppers.
Right.
Any other old school candies?
Nah, that's pretty much it. Well, M&M's.
That was it?
That's, the staple is like Baby Roots and M&M's. That's old school.
Okay.
Nowadays, you got all these Starburst things and.
Not a fan?
Jolly Rogers, no.
Jolly Sorry Rogers, about. Huh?
Nope, not a fan.
Me either.
Anyway, so let's see. Let's get back to more tweets.
You want to go back to more tweets?
Let's go to Twitter.
Okay, Bill wants to go back to Twitter. Let's check out. Wasn't the Buster Posey rule supposed to prevent injuries to catchers? Well, we talked about it in the opening segment. It's changed the way these plays happen at the plate.
Right.
Before, catchers can be right in front, brace themselves.
Block off the plate. Equipped
for it.
Right.
Now they're forced to kind of throw themselves into a lane that maybe you don't want to.
You have to give the runner a lane to the plate, and the only way you can make – the play then is to close that lane, which means you've got to either dive or you got to be moving. And when you're moving and you're not set up, you're vulnerable.
Because this is the exciting part. Kemp, the throw, it's, like you said, a perfect throw.
Right. Perfect. And if he had been blocking the plate, there would have been a collision. But he was set up to, you're set up as a catcher to block the plate. Mm-hmm. If you're with the way it is now, you've got to give him the lane. You have to be reaching. And that's, to me, that's just as dangerous to be extending yourself and reaching as blocking if you're a catcher.
So do you think the change of the rule is helping?
No, probably with the knee injuries, but I think it does leave you open to other injuries.
Yeah.
I don't think there's
– different types.
Right. I don't think there's a perfect answer here that when the rule came out, I liked the idea that, boy, we're going to stop these collisions. But as I see – games evolve, it's like there's another completely new set of scenario of, wow, this you're vulnerable here to injuries.
Right. All right, let's get to one more tweet.
Gotcha.
You do love the Twitter. One more. East Village Times, with the injury to Norris, the Padres get an extensive look at Austin Hedges. Whom will the team choose as catcher for next season? I'm going to go ahead and turn to you, Bill.
That's a very interesting question because I do think that now you have some flexibility at catcher as to what you want to do in the future. And I think it has not just catcher. Norris can play first base. If Myers is a corner outfielder, is Norris your first baseman? I do believe, honestly, that Austin Hedges is going to be the catcher of the future. I just like the way he plays, the way he handles pitchers. I think that this young man is meant to catch, and I like a lot of things about his game. He's got to hit more.
What I was going to ask about. What have you seen from the offensive side? We all know what the defensive side is for Austin Hedges.
I see improvement, and if you're a catcher like Hedges, if you can hit 230 with some pop, you're going to be in great shape.
All right.
And to be honest, Norris this year catching full time as he has done, it takes a toll on you, and he's hitting about 245, and I'm not disappointed with that. I mean, if you're going to catch as many games as Norris has caught, it's going to take a physical toll, and it's going to affect other parts of your game.
All right, I'm going to sneak in one more tweet. More old-school candy for Padres Central. Abba Zabba?
No.
Flicks?
No.
What are Flicks? I don't know Flicks.
Pez.
Oh, okay. Not a Pez guy growing up?
No, I was.
Oh.
Huge.
Then what happened?
You've
turned your back on Pez?
No, I like Pez. I don't like Abba Zabbas, but I do like Pez.
What's wrong with Abba Zabbas?
Never was a big fan.
Oh, okay. All right.
Peanut butter and taffy, I'm sorry.
You know what I'm a big fan of? Cholula hot sauce.
Okay. Oh, gosh. No, okay, we got the plug for the radio station that he works for. There's the Cholula hot sauce. That's okay. We're doing good. We're doing great.
Thank you. I appreciate your support today.
Because if you hit all those marks, you might be back.
We'll see. Cholula hot sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Keep those tweets coming in. Hashtag PadresSH. We're inside the AMR studios at Petco Park. Padres and Rangers
are
coming
up. Are the
lights
getting to you a little bit, the hot lights?
No, not at all.
I see a little bit of a...
Am I sweating?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
All right.
Looks like it.
Okay. We'll find out if it becomes a full sweat next. Eat some more Cholula hot sauce. You might be sweating.
Right.
Padres Social Hour will continue. AMR Studios were presented by United.
We're back with more of San Diego's number one source for everything Padres. It's Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines.
All right, inside the AMR Studios, it is Padres Social Hour. Bill Center, myself, getting ready. Padres Rangers. Game three of that series, and you know, I did a quick Google search of old school candies during that commercial break, Bill, and it seems like a lot of them are, I don't know, Fun Dip do anything for you? Does that count as an old school candy?
No, I don't even know what that one is.
You don't even know? That's like the sugar stick that you dip into the more sugar, and then you have a crazy sugar high, and it's even more sugar afterwards, probably. I see a lot of candy that looks like cigarettes back in the day. You can't have those anymore.
Oh, yeah. Candy cigarettes were huge.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't know these things. Something I know we should... Well, maybe I don't know this, but I think we would agree on it. Big League Chew, the bubble gum.
I was never a big gum person.
Hmm. Well, that's good for your teeth, probably. Your dentist probably appreciated that.
But I would always get the baseball cards with the gum, and I'd always give the gum. I'd trade it to buddies for more cards.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Started your little business.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, let's get to today's lineup. Tonight's lineup, Padres Rangers. It is brought to you by United Airlines. United Airlines, proud to fly the Padres and fans to every away game. United, fly the friendly skies. So here it is, the Padres starting lineup. Leading things off will be Corey Spangenberg. He is at third base tonight. Jed Jerka will bat second. He's at second base. Matt Kemp in right field will bat third. Justin Upton in the cleanup spot is in left field. Brett Wallace, who we talked about, he is the firehouse sub of the game from last night. Today, he's starting Brett Wallace at first base for the Padres. And then at shortstop, we have Clint Barmas, Austin Hedges behind the plate, Ian Kennedy batting eighth, and then to round off the circle that is a lineup,
right,
Travis Jankowski.
What the one that get Jerko hitting second really interests me.
Why is that?
He's not your prototypical second hitter. Jerko does something. In fact, he's doing something is really well since he came back from the minor leagues. He's not really a bat control guy. He likes to jump on pitches. He's not the prototypical number two hitter. It's only the second time he's been there all season. That one interests me. And I meant to ask Pat before, while we were sitting in the dugout, you know, why Jerko number two, but I forgot about it, so that's my fault.
All right, so there's the Padres lineup brought to you by United. Also, come to Petco Park this Saturday to be one of the lucky fans to receive a surprise giveaway item as part of Baseball Night in San Diego. Stay after the 5:40 p.m. game against the Dodgers this weekend. Will Ferrell premieres his comedy special, Ferrell Takes the Field. Get tickets today at Padres.com. That is this Saturday. Padres and Dodgers. It's going to be a big, big weekend series here at Petco.
Yes, it's going to be a really big weekend series. And the Dodgers are playing very well right now.
They are. They are going for the sweep tonight.
It's beginning to look like the Giants could be out of this thing.
So. Maybe we should talk a little NL West when we come back. Padres Social Hour presented by United. You can join the conversation on Twitter. Use the hashtag PadresSH. We'll talk a little NL West next. Bill Center and myself on Padres Social Hour.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, so we just gave you the starting lineups for tonight's game. This is Padres Social Hour. We're inside the AMR studios. No time to talk NL West. We will focus on the Dodgers this weekend. Plenty of time to do that. But now it's time for the Supercuts head-to-head challenge. The advantage of being on the couch, Bill Center, is you get to go first as you go up against Blooper.
Right.
Who you picking tonight? We just saw the starting lineup.
I got Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp, that's it? We're just going for it. All right. Bloop?
Ian Kennedy.
Ian Kennedy.
Okay. Who's ahead now, Bloop?
You are by one.
Ah. Okay, I better win.
Do you think you're going to double your lead? Ian Kennedy, is that the first time a pitcher has
No. Pitchers go all the time.
Oh, okay. All right. Also, Flicks? I don't know. Is that a candy? I don't recognize those. At Supercuts, they pay attention to every detail. The cut, the lines, the hot towel finish, so you can feel sharp, clean, and ready to go. Find a Supercuts near you at supercuts.com. Enjoy the game tonight.